each individual battle. That's how we're going to win the war.
This week on Everbank Jaguars Weekend, a dominant road win in the Steel City opened eyes around the league. But it's on to the Rams. We get in the film room with head coach Doug Marone for a look at the Los Angeles Rams playmakers. And the Jags help celebrate a crucial catch. All that and more next on Everbank Jaguars Weekend.
This is Everbank Jaguars Weekend. Everbank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
Give me that mic. Give me that mic. Hey, man, Jag season. Seven season here, man. We got 50. We got 4-4. We coming. Like that.
Those two gentlemen led the way last week to a huge road win over a perennial playoff favorite in the AFC. And welcome into Everbank Jaguars Weekend. JP Shadrick with you. You see Leonard Fournette and Telvin Smith on the sideline at Heinz Field, and that's exactly what this team is built to be. A punishing defense that makes big plays and a powerful run game that can close a game in the fourth quarter. And needless to say, it's been a good week around Everbank Field. That Jaguars defense collected a franchise record 5 interceptions last week, 2 returned for touchdowns in the win.
We need to run the ball really well. We need to play great defense, force turnovers, win the field position battle. And when we do that and we're dedicated to that and we execute, we can have success.
The Jags run game had a banner day, 231 on the ground, but 169 of those yards in the fourth quarter alone.
We stuck to it. Nathaniel's done a good job of sticking to it and trying to find our identity or showcasing our identity. And I think everybody's embraced it. You know, I think the offensive line takes pride in that. I know Leonard and Chris take pride in it.
Now at 3-2, the Jags are in first place and return to defend Everbank Field against the Los Angeles Rams.
Best thing about playing in the NFL is about playing at home, having your crowd behind you, giving the defense, giving us loud noise behind us so the offense can't hear and making them jump off sides and make mistakes from that crowd noise.
Welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier. Yes, guys, the Jaguars are in first place. They're 3-2, and a lot around this organization is going pretty well right now, especially the fan base. They love it.
Well, it is, and the key now is to keep it up this weekend. Everybody's going to talk about you need to win another game in a row. You need to win at home. It's a big game on that front because I think the Rams are a lot better than people think.
They are. They've got a lot of talented players. They, like the Jaguars, have been picking high for a number of years, mm-hmm. and they finally got something going. The Goff kid is playing exceptionally well. They're using Gurley well. I think the interesting thing is, you know, the last time the Jaguars were in this position and had a winning record was in 2010, 7 years ago. You go through the front office, find out how many people were here. Were you here?
Nope.
Right. See what I mean? There's a lot of people.
I had been here.
Right. Right.
Just but, for the record.
Right. And you saw the Colts win a lot. I guess to make it succinct, Doug Marone is trying to make sure that he sends the message to everyone. It's just another win. Let's keep our poise. Let's not get too far ahead of this thing.
But it makes you feel pretty good when the defense is playing like they are. 5 interceptions last week when they're set up to be dominant. You know what? Not even that. They can be dominant by themselves if they turn it on.
Well, I think the turning point of the game was in the third quarter. JP, the Steelers regained the lead 9-7. Jaguars go 3-and-out. And I can remember thinking, uh-oh, something's not right here. This is the moment where things had turned. Defense goes out. They don't just stop them. They pick them off. Telvin takes it back for the touchdown. Then 6 plays later, they do it again. Yep. The defense clicked when they had to. That's the beautiful thing about this unit. They understand what they're capable of playing to, and so far they are.
It's fascinating to me in the next 11 weeks, can they come close to maintaining this pace? And your first instinct is no, because you got 15 takeaways, multiply it out, that's 48.
64 sacks.
Yeah, which is incredible. But that number's been done, but it's been done by all-time great defenses. I think Seattle was the last one to have in this range. It can be done. After 5 games, you would think they're starting to be what they are. And this weekend's big because I think you have to turn the ball over 2 times to beat this team.
And final thought here quickly. If you forgot what the tone is, 27 reminded everybody last week.
Well, he's the guy. He's, you know, Leonard Fournette, the wave, the hit, the over the top, all that stuff. It's rare to have a rookie come in and set the tone in this way to be a veteran before he gets here, but he is.
Just going to smile because I think I was the first one of the 3 of us to say that they should draft him. Just want to point that out.
About all that. Yeah. There's more ahead on Everbank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marone for a look at the Los Angeles Rams offense. Plus a special ride-along conversation. JSO officer and former Jaguar Ernest Wilford visits with defensive tackle Malik Jackson in Jackson 5. and we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. And this week, we're asking the guys about their favorite television show.
Growing up, I was a big, like, Even Stevens, Boy Meets World.
All that, Hey Arnold, you know, Cat Dog, you know, the good stuff.
Ed, and Eddie was my show.
When I was coming up, it was Power Rangers, Rugrats.
I watched a lot of Family Matters with my mom, like Steve Urkel.
When I was growing up, I was into SpongeBob big time. I still am into SpongeBob, still love SpongeBob, watch it like every Saturday, Sunday.
I just love SpongeBob and how to weigh him and, of course, his relationship with Patrick was so close.
We're supposed to be friends forever.
Now my favorite TV shows are Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is my favorite show.
I just watched Better Call Saul. I thought it was okay. Watched Westworld, Silicon Valley.
My favorite in the last like 5 years is probably Breaking Bad.
Say my name.
I've seen all the Star Treks, whether it's the original Star Trek, whether it's Star Trek Next Generation.
I just watched First Take, really, ESPN.
My favorite TV show has been Fresh Prince since I was, I don't even know.
Check this. His royal freshness. That's dope.
I'm waiting on the TV show Westworld to come back on. That's a great TV show.
I suppose self-delusion is a gift of natural selection as well. Indeed it is.
You haven't finished it.
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
What do we say at halftime, right? Not today, right? Not today. Not today. All right? And we were going to take care of these opportunities that we were going to get. And when those opportunities present themselves, we were going to do our job, all right, and make something.
No chance, no hope.
That's the way it sounds in a winning locker room on the road in the AFC. The 3-2 Jaguars are in first place after the win in Pittsburgh. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. The Jags are on to the Los Angeles Rams. It's a Rams team with some talent, especially in the backfield. Jeff Lagerman's in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone, and their conversation is presented by Cadillac.
Doug, this week the Los Angeles Rams come into town, but there's got to be a little bit of carryover from Pittsburgh week to this week because of the similarities that they've got a really good back.
They do. They have an outstanding back who can do it all, you know, run the ball obviously inside, run it outside, has real good burst after he breaks through the line of scrimmage. But again, you know, he's dangerous where last week Le'Veon Bell is a more of an intermediate route runner. With good hands, Todd Gurley has shown that he can take the ball vertically and make the plays.
Which is rare, but you talked about the moves. What I like about him, he finishes with power.
Finishes with power and good explosion and speed. You can see right here a lot of jump cuts. He can find the open area. Got to do a good job of pointing the defense and keep them inside.
Now, when they go to pass, they've got a young quarterback. First overall pick in last year's draft, Jared Goff's rating is over 90, which is very surprising for a young quarterback. And he's got a young man that he's throwing to who is a third-round pick. His name is Cooper Kupp. And is this a racer route? Is that what that's called here? Help me out.
Yeah, I mean, he's running right here. He's running a deep over or a race route or a speedo. You hear those terms quite a bit, you know, from the defensive side of the ball. And he does a nice job here. He can feel the defender on him. He flattens it out. And then, obviously, the quarterback puts it in a spot where only he can catch it.
Yeah, one heck of a throw right there and a heck of a catch. And the challenge for you guys, the Rams, their coach has done a great job. Their head coach, a young guy, and has made a huge change in their offense, averaging 30 points a game this year.
It is. It's probably one of the more explosive offenses that we face so far as the, you know, the points per game that they've had. They're an outstanding team in third down. They do a great job with their tempo. Obviously, we've just seen they do a great job schematically. The quarterback is playing extremely well for them, and you have a top running back that you have to be able to stop. So, again, you know, it doesn't change from week to week. You have all these challenges, and we have to do one heck of a job.
Great challenge and best of luck.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. It's time for our weekly visit with Jaguars defensive tackle Malik Jackson. This week he has a very special ride along. JSO officer and former Jaguar Ernest Wilford. This is Jackson 5.
Welcome to Jackson 5 today. Today we have a very special guest, Officer Wilford, former player for the Jags. Going to ride along with him, ask him some questions, get to pick his brain. Should be fun. So first question, what made you want to become an officer? Something I always wanted to do. I always tell people that football was a gift, but this is a calling for me, something that has been deeply rooted in me. When coming from high school, I always say I wanted to be an FBI agent or do something dealing with law enforcement. So once my career ended, I just pursued this career.
That's awesome. You know, you say you retired. You know, I'm going on my sixth year and just trying to stay in it, you know. But what was the one thing that made you retire? Was it just, not made you, but wanted you to retire? That you just needed, you met the goals you want to meet, or you just felt like it was time or your body wasn't?
I just felt like my expectations were met for myself personally. And I always said once my family was taken care of, I'll walk away from the game. Yeah. So fortunately that happened. And I'm able to take care of my family and continue to pursue my goals and aspirations in life.
Now, that's a blessing. I think a lot of guys like myself, Lou, kind of focus on what we came in this game for. You know, and once you reach it, it's like, all right, you got to find another goal to set or you'll kind of be lost, you know. So I definitely agree with you on that.
Well, one thing I would encourage you guys, man, especially during the offseason, start setting up yourself for after football. Mm-hmm. What are your goals after football during the offseason? And start working towards those aspirations, because at the end of the day, the NFL really stands for not for long.
Yes, it does.
So,
yes, it does.
You know, you got to be able to have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. So, fortunately, I was able to meet my plan A and my plan B by doing what I do now.
What's a typical day like for you? What are your better days, not your training day, movie days?
One of my better days is, I patrol Zone 5, so the inner city of Northeast Jacksonville. My days can consist of, you know, starting off with a mandatory roll call for our squad.
Okay.
Our sergeants, our lieutenants give us our daily routine of what has the train that has been cycling throughout the course of the week. And we try to patrol the city based off of those trends.
You know, with a lot of processing going on in the league and guys taking these, this is a two-part question. First, do you feel like people can do more and do better? And if they can, what can they do better to kind of interact with police so it doesn't get to a point where a bunch of things are going wrong, you know?
I think this is a step in the right direction. At the end of the day, we got to continue that conversation, making sure that both parties are on the same page.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, with, I don't know the full extent of the reasoning behind the protest, because I hear different stories from different players.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had their own particular reason why they're protesting.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we got to come together and open up that conversation, answer those tough questions. And I think this is a step in the right direction. I know going forward, we have some future endeavors that we want to incorporate with you guys, and you guys said y'all want to incorporate with us.
Yeah.
And by us doing that, hopefully we can go back and take those nuggets, those tools, and go back into the street and educate the kids so that, you know, because at the end of the day, without our youth, this world will suffer. So we got to make sure that we reach our kids and be able to impart in them a good foundation on how to interact with the police and how the police can interact with them.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub, and the Jags help celebrate a crucial catch.
I was on there with you when we both tackled.
Defensive end Yannick Ngakoue mic'd up last week in Pittsburgh. A good day for the defense. Check out the mic'd up segment each week on Jaguars.com. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. It's time to get into the kitchen for Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Angie Baselli and Justin from Fresh from Florida have a simple, fresh treat.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We are in a Dreamfinders Homes model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community. And I'm here with Chef Justin with Fresh from Florida, and we are cooking up some Mexican food. Tell us.
Yes, we are. Thanks for having me here, Angie. I'd like to thank the Jags, Tico People's Gas as well, and of course the Dreamfinders model homes. Awesome to be in this beautiful setting, cooking on natural gas. And we got a great Fresh from Florida recipe today.
Awesome.
Look what we have here. We have these beautiful East Coast shrimp and some wonderful Florida beef as well. We've already kind of skewered these up. Now, who doesn't like skewers, right?
No one I know.
Yep, no one I know either.
Especially with variety, fish and surf and turf we got here.
Yes, we do. So we just have our beef and our shrimp interlaced with a little bit of Florida peppers. We've got our grill pan on back here, and it's already screaming hot. So let's go ahead and get these on, shall we?
I love this. It's such a nice feature because it rains so much in Florida that it's awesome to be able to have this grill feature right in your kitchen.
Absolutely. Yeah, grill pans are very versatile, and I recommend that people should have them in their house for that very reason. Okay, right. So we got a little bit of pan spray. I'm just going to spray, and I'm going to spray on here, make sure nothing sticks.
So you just sprayed that right on the meat?
Right on, yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then we're going to lay these on. We're going to get our beef on.
Guy, look how even the heat is.
Yeah, it's nice. Oops, a little ice cube got in there. That's all right.
A little sizzle.
A little sizzling going on. And that's the sound and the smell that we want to have. I can smell it already. Smells good. All right, Angie, we got our skewers off the grill, and they smell phenomenal, right?
Do they ever.
Look at this beautiful
caramelization.
Now, what'd
you put on these?
Yeah, so we did a little marinade or a little bit of sauce. It's got olive oil, cumin, garlic, cilantro. Really yummy. Going to really help out with these Mexican flavors.
So fragrant and yummy.
Yes, we made a little bit of fresh Florida guacamole, a little bit of salsa. We got a little bit of Mexican crumbling cheese, which I liked. Really salty and yummy.
Yes.
Some pickled jalapenos.
Does that have a specific name?
Cogito.
Yes, so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of shredded Florida lettuce. And of course, we've got our tortillas. We grilled these on the grill a little bit also. We've got soft and we've got hard. And the beautiful thing about this is that we could just take our taco and go just like this, and it slides right off.
I get to sample these,
and
right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We're ready to go. What do you like on yours? Maybe a little bit of lettuce?
Sock it to me.
Let's do a little bit of pico. I'm going to use my hands. I'm a professional.
Perfect.
No worries.
If you didn't, I would. So.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Taste it?
No, you can.
I'll do it after.
Okay. So there you have it, your fresh from Florida grilled shrimp and beef skewers that we've turned into a wonderful fresh Latin recipe with lots of great flavors and textures.
Looks good to me. For the shrimp and beef tacos recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. The NFL and the American Cancer Society have expanded the Crucial Catch campaign to involve multiple types of cancer. And earlier this week, the Jaguars were involved in a celebration. Ashlyn Sullivan has more in this Baptist Health feature.
39% of people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with cancer during their life. The Jaguars and the Crucial Catch campaign are trying to lower that alarming statistic. A.J. Boye, along with teammates, the American Cancer Society, the Tom Coughlin J Fund, and several other charities, host over 200 families of cancer survivors and those still battling cancer at Velocity Air Sports. Boye says cancer has had a direct impact on his life.
I said my mother had it, and I knew what my family went through with that, and I just want to do whatever I can to help, whether it's financially or just showing up, putting smiles on everybody's faces.
Whether you're a star cornerback in the NFL or a volunteer driver for the American Cancer Society, cancer affects most families. Some of those families gathered here today fighting the same fight.
When you have cancer, your whole family is impacted, and when you can bring something so positive and healthy into their lives, it's just so meaningful that they give up their time.
As the Jaguars take on the Rams at Everbank Field, cancer survivors will be holding the flag during the national anthem, giving fans the opportunity to cheer for something bigger than football. For Jaguars Weekend, I'm Ashlyn Sullivan.
Thanks, Ashlyn. Up next, the Jags return home, but they get Todd Gurley and the Los Angeles Rams. Stay with us on Everbank Jaguars Weekend.
They're coming out, and, you know, they're paying good money to see a good product on the field and seeing someone win. So, you know, you've got to earn that first. And that's why, you know, we need to do a better job of playing at home.
Jaguars returning to Everbank Field for the first time since week two when they host the Los Angeles Rams. And welcome back to Everbank Jaguars Weekend. You got to earn that home field. We heard Doug there just a moment ago. How do you go about doing that? You got to just win some games here, right?
Well, let's not make too much of this. I mean, it's been a bad team for 5 or 6 years, so they haven't won at home. They beat the Titans in Doug's first game at home last December, and they lost to the Titans this year. So he's 1-1 on this place. Yes, you have to do it, but I'm not convinced that there's some hex out there in the fact that they weren't very good for a long time. They're getting better. They'll start winning at home.
Win this one. That's how you do it. You know, beat a team that you can beat in a game that would put you to 4-2 and ahead of the pace in the AFC South. Win this one, and you make headways towards earning it.
The Rams are 3-2. Todd Gurley is good at football. So is Donald on the defensive line. They have some parts out there in L.A. now.
Yeah, they've got a lot of good things going. And their coach is 31 years old. He's been around the game his whole life through his grandfather and the McVay family. They do have something going out there in one of the biggest market on the West Coast, one of the biggest markets in the league. There's a lot of hype around these Rams, and it's well-deserved.
The biggest storyline here is the stuff about what the Jaguars have to do. And you sort of get this feeling that people think, well, all they have to do is take care of business, and they get these things done, winning here. This is a good Rams team, and if the Rams win this, I won't be surprised. I think it's a tough matchup for the Jaguars. I don't know that they get their storylines done this week.
Should be interesting. Jaguars back home, week 6. The Los Angeles Rams and the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll see you next week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.